It's Classic Hits 99 to Pickle. You got the Kielbasa Kid. And with me now is Rebecca Franklin, the ninth grade honors and academic biology teacher at Hempfield High School. And she has been nominated for Teacher of the Week. Congratulations. How's it feel to be Teacher of the Week?
Thank you. It's a big honor that my students and their parents would nominate me for this.
How young were you when you decided that this is what you wanted to do for a living?
I grew up in a teacher family. My parents were teachers, all my aunts and uncles were teachers, so I knew pretty young that I thought I wanted to go education. I would make my little sister, you know, set up the dolls and play school at the house. But really when I was in high school is when I decided I wanted to be a biology teacher. And so it was my high school biology teacher that kind of pushed me to major in science and become then a science teacher.
What was her name?
His name was Mr. Bruce Beidle, and he was my 12th grade AP biology teacher, and he was the deciding factor in becoming a biology teacher.
What school district?
I was here. I was a student at Hempfield High School. My parents actually both taught here at Hempfield, and I was excited to get hired back here after I got my teaching certificate.
Congratulations. How tough is it to stay patient with a room full of students?
It takes some days more patience than others. I really enjoy students, and so I try to remember that when they're trying my patience, it's usually because, you know, they have something that they need that day, whether it's positive attention or they're having a bad day. And so I really just try to remember that, you know, everyone sometimes has a bad day and just to be patient. I think it's easier to be patient with my students than my own kids sometimes.
Would that be like a student who doesn't really want to be here?
Yeah, I mean, I try to make my class and my classroom an enjoyable place. So, I mean, education is important, and obviously learning biology is important, but I also try to see how my kids are, what's going on in their lives, checking in with them on their, you know, activities or sports or what they did over the weekend to try to make it so that we're all, you know, in a team environment in my classroom. And I think then it's easier to have patience because you know that they're not like that all the time.
Any advice to give someone who would be thinking about getting in this profession?
I think you should have lots of patience and know that not every day is the best great day, but overall, students are great. We do a lot of great things at this school, and the good kids far outweigh the bad kids that you hear about.
If your students could take away one lesson from you, what would it be?
I hope that they have a better appreciation for the world around them and what's outside their door. So many kids today spend their time on their phones or their Xboxes or a screen, and so I really hope that maybe they'll be outside and looking around and have some appreciation for the natural world, and then to be kind. I think that's the most important thing.
What have you taken away from your students?
My students inspire me all the time. They have big dreams. They want to do things. They ask me a lot of questions and push me to learn more all the time. And so I keep learning right along with them and growing, and it's not a boring profession for sure. It's never a boring day.
Congratulations for being nominated for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Thank you very much.